To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, news listeners, and of course, it's time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of April, 2022. Here comes the best technology news of what's going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. A Lincoln car. Most people think, way back, 1980s, late 70s, gas-guzzling big things, huh? Well, it looks like Lincoln might be trying to change that reputation. Because get ready for Lincoln's first EV. Well, at least a concept of it anyways. Lincoln / Ford actually sent out a sneak peek for us, with the full unveiling supposed to be coming on the 20th of April. From what we can see with the little tease, it's pretty much the emblem, and maybe a little outline of whatever the vehicle will look like. We did get a little statement, though, saying that the concept would serve as an inspiration for EVs arriving soon. Of course, this comes on the heels of Lincoln already stating that it will electrify its entire lineup by 2030, and even producing zero-emission vehicles by 2025. Looks like Meta's going to open up to some creators out there to sell their digital goods, at least in virtual reality. This testing will begin with user monetization tools within Horizon Worlds. Now, not every creator will be able to come on board at first. It will only be a select group of creators that can begin creating digital items that they can sell directly within the virtual social space. It'll also only be rolling out in the US and Canada to start with, at least that's where you can purchase these goods, and only for users over the age of 18. If you are one of the lucky creators that gets to start up with this, you can begin making items you want to sell by tapping the Commerce tab and Gizmo within the app's Create mode. Now, what Meta's told us, this is fully beta and may not continue past that. Pretty much it's just a let's see how it goes, and we'll take it from there. Users, well, at least that are on 15 and up, and that are YouTube addicts, picture in picture's coming, they say within days. Of course, we've already reported to you on this, saying that yes, it's coming, just hold your horses. Well, we may not have to hold those horses much longer. Yes, YouTube has told iOS users on 15 and up, it's a matter of days away. However, though, the first users to see it, of course, premium subscribers, you'll start seeing P&P before everybody else. We all know YouTube's pretty late to the game when it comes to this. Netflix, Twitch, Disney Plus, yeah, they've already had P&P. Pretty much from the get-go, at least on iOS devices. So those of you out there having to do a whole bunch of multitasking, it will definitely be a welcome addition when it hits your device. And finally, I wonder how the police felt about this one. This all has to do with Cruise. Yes, that vehicle, the driverless vehicle that is, roaming around the streets of San Francisco. Well, it caught the eye of the local San Francisco Police Department. So much in fact, they decided they needed to pull that car over. Now, I'm sure some of you are saying out there, well, the car must have been speeding or something. No, it wasn't speeding. The San Francisco Police Department pulled the car over because, that naughty little autonomous vehicle didn't have its lights on. Another naughty thing the car did once the police were trying to pull over the car, the vehicle actually started to drive away, and it looked like we were going to have a chase on our hands. But then it pulled over and put its hazard lights on, with the police vehicle then pulling up behind. Now, from there, of course, it became a routine traffic stop. Well, until the police got to the car and realized there's no driver. Probably starting to look around and say, okay, where's the candid camera at? Now, granted, the vehicle, yeah, it should have had its lights on. Cruise, which, by the way, is a subsidiary of General Motors, doesn't know why the lights failed to come on, as they should have, because the car is only allowed to be on the streets between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Yeah, lights would definitely be needed. Of course, that's if you're a human. If you're a robot, yeah, no problem. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything at the British Tech Network, of course, is britishtechnetwork.com. That is also where you can support the new show so you can help us stay alive and stay on the air. Do that at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And I just want to say thank you so much for your support and helping keep the new show alive. Also, check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a little follow there on Twitter at British Tech. And come by the Slack room and join the BTN community today at britishtech.slack.com. Now, the new show going on a bit of a hiatus for a few days. It is the Holy Week, so there will be a show till next Monday. For all of you that observe Holy Week, I want to wish you a very meaningful and blessed one. So until next Monday, have yourself a great week ahead. And once again, thank you so much for listening and supporting the new show.